the part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired would be?
Forehead.
Go to the barber and have him cut your
hair.
If you haven't shaved in a week or so, you're probably growing a
beard.
If I didn't have, didn't shave around here, I might be growing a
beard.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it, so it would always be handy?
On the county.
Or behind his
ear. Behind his ear.
If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
You wear a tie around your
neck.
What do you call this little part of the neck? Right here.
Got your goozle.
You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
He says he needs to feel that
hollow.
The flesh around the teeth is called the meaty part.
The meaty part.
What do you call that? When all your teeth, maybe if you have all your teeth taken out of your mouth.
Your gum.
Your gum. The dentist says you're taking pretty good care of your teeth, but you better pay more attention to your
gum.
You could hold that baby buried in the
hand.
What part of the hand?
In the palm of your hand.
He got mad and doubled up both of his
hand.
This part of
it. His fist.
He shook his
fist
at the man who ran off the road. Any place when you, where you can bend your fingers or your hand or your arm would be called a
your elbow, a joint.
What do you call the knuckles?
The knuckle of your finger?
Yeah.
Joint.
The place where two bones come together would be also
joint.
People get old and complain they're getting stiff in their
joints.
I get stiff in my joints. The upper part of a man's body in his
breast.
Another word for breast would be
chest.
He got broad
chest.
They measure the height of a horse in
his hand.
You have a left and a right
hand.
The pain ran from his heel all the way up his
leg.
At the end of your leg is your
foot.
You have two
foot.
I stumbled over a box in the dog and bruised my
chin.
The back part of thighs, especially midway between knee and buttocks. You're squatting down on your
country.
When the ground is too cold or muddy to sit on, you might get down like this when you're inspecting the leaves on a tobacco plant or passing the time with a friend. You're down on your
knees.
Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but still looks a bit.
Yeah.
How would you say he felt?
Felt tough.
A person who can lift heavy weights is considered to be very
healthy
and very
strong.